Ed, come check out my North Star Christmas tree topper. It levitates.
Is this a gummy bear?
Yeah, we lost baby Jesus. Hey, check out these LED lights. I have them synced up to a 76-hour all Christmas music playlist.
There's my little Christmas DJ.
Ow. So, are you waiting till Christmas is over so you can go buy a new nativity set when they're on sale?
Huh? No. We lost baby Jesus like 11 years ago.
Is baby Jesus always a gummy bear?
Oh, no. We trade it out every year. Yeah, like last year it was a tiny troll doll. And the year before that, we used a dog treat. They were the perfect size, but Dalton kept taking them and eating them.
You mean your dog kept stealing them?
No, my son Dalton. He loves those dog treats. Especially the peanut butter ones. There was one year that we used a doll head. That was creepy. We made a modeling clay baby Jesus. So the dog took that one too. One year we got desperate and used an ice cube. That was a miss and a mess. Yeah, just seems like everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never lasts.
Say that again.
Everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never seems to last.
And
what?
Say it again, slowly.
Why?
Just do it, Dulcimo. Slowly, do it.
I don't understand what's happening.
Just do it.
This is getting weird.
Quiet!
Fine. But when I'm done saying this, you're going to march in here, and you're going to watch my star levitate.
Fine. Do it.
Fine. Everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never seems to... Oh, yep, there it is. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to Lugano Ficus Uniting Online Church on Christmas Day in 2020. Finally, Christmas has arrived. And today we celebrate Christmas, the day when Jesus was born. Hopefully Jesus is not missing in your Christmas preparation and celebration. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. As we worship together this morning, we will sing or hear if you worship alone, or listen to Christmas carols and hear the story of Christmas. By the way, I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Josiah is going to do the Bible reading and then pray for others and Natalie kids talk. For your information, this Christmas online service video will be the last one until Sunday, 31st of January, 2021. If you want to get notified every time that a new video is uploaded, please subscribe our YouTube channel and hit the like button. After this Christmas, from Sunday, 27th of December, which is next Sunday, 2020 to 24th of January 2021, our Sunday gathering at 10:15 a.m. will be different. It is much relaxed and informal kind of format with a different theme for each Sunday. Still to attend Sunday gathering, please register with Beryl via phones or email. More details you can find from our church website, lpuc.org.au. Today I'm going to open some of the gift boxes at the front of Christmas tree later when I talk about the best gifts we received from God. Now, as we celebrate Christmas, we join with the Christian around the world to light the Christ candle. In Jesus Christ, our hope is fulfilled. Our love is consummated, our joy is complete, and our peace is sealed. And today, we light the Christ candle, for it is the day that our Savior, Jesus Christ, was born. Let us sing, hymn, or listen to the first song of great joy as we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Good morning, church. Our gospel reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, 16 and 20. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. The shepherds turned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Everyone, one of the most things I love most about Christmas is light. As you see around me, there's so much light. And this one on me, oh wait a second, this one is not lit up. Do you know why? Yes, because it's not plugged into the power source. Hold on a moment. Can you please, Elon, help me put this on? See? Now I'm lit up. That's much better. I'm like on Christmas tree. Have you ever wondered why we put lights at Christmas? Well, you see, long time ago, even before electricity was invented, people used to light candles because it would bring or represent light in the darkness. So candles would give people more hope in the darkness. Lighting a candle symbolized bringing light or wishes or desires, as it is a prayer request. In the Bible, light has always been a symbol of holiness, goodness, knowledge, wisdom, grace, and hope. The point is that light leads the way and gets rid of darkness. When you come home at night, you cannot see anything. You switch on the light and to be able to see, to walk and move around the house. So light conquers darkness. Jesus said about himself, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. At this time of Christmas, we, Jesus followers, are called to prepare the way for Jesus first, so the people would get to know Jesus and follow him. To be able to do that, we need to be able to be connected to Jesus, the source of power. Then our life will shine and lead people to Jesus. The same way as I did at the start, this wire of light cannot give light if it is not connected to the power. Jesus is the source of our power. We cannot do anything without him. Jesus is the true light, and we are called, or even it's our mission, to be connected to him and connect others to him as well. In doing so, we bring much more light into the world, and together we can conquer the darkness. Christmas season is truly one of the most wonderful times of the year. For many of us, it is a time to decorate our houses, give gifts to each other, prepare special food, and share it with the family and friends. All these things are wonderful, but it shouldn't distract us from the real reason of the season and forget why we are celebrating Christmas. Our focus should be on Jesus. He should be the center of our Christmas. We should celebrate God's love to the world through the birth of the Christ child, Jesus the Savior. 2020 was a hard year for many people. My prayer for this time of the year, that you and I be able to lead people to the true light, like the star who led the wise men to Jesus, where they can find hope and joy, and their life will be shining in the darkness of this world. So, please connect someone to Jesus this Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Have you all prepared for Christmas? Are you ready for hearing of the Christmas message? I am ready. My message was all prepared. I have sent Christmas cards by post, by email, and in person. All my presents were wrapped, as you see at the back, underneath of the Christmas tree. I put up a Christmas tree and decorate them at home. What about you? Are you all ready for Christmas, the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus? Will you be ready for Jesus? You may ask, what does it mean to be ready for Jesus? To get ready for Jesus means you have to make room in your heart for the gift Jesus brings to you and brings to us, brings to the world. As I said earlier, I'm going to open some of gift boxes at the front of Christmas tree, so I'm going to do that. I could see a little tag here. It says, to the world from God. So let us open this box to see what gift God sent to us. It seems like, you know, there are four pieces of puzzles with a different word on it. So let me put them on the whiteboard here. So God's gift at Christmas are love, peace, joy, and hope. I wonder if there is room in your heart for God's gift, love, peace, joy, and hope. Christmas is really, generally a happy time, a time for celebration and gifts. But people often feel sadness at Christmas time too. There was something really sad about the very first Christmas. Let us look at our today's passage, verses 1 and 3. It says, "About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. Homecomings and family reunions can be great fun, but there was no choice here. That's sad. Imagine everyone having to pack up and go back to their hometown. Some of them probably had to leave their farms or their businesses. Some of them may have been sick or pregnant. But there's something even sadder. Look at verses 4 to 7. It says, "So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown. And Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby. And while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of clay because there was no room for them in the inn. Laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room in the inn." I found that incredibly sad. There was no room for a baby. Any baby is heartbreaking. And there was no room for this baby, God's incredibly great and generous gift to the world, his own son. This baby brought with him love, joy, peace, and hope. He came with those gifts for his parents so they could cope with a newborn child when there was no room for them in the inn. This baby brought love, joy, peace, and hope to the people who visited him as a baby so that they could tell people about God's gift. Going further to the last part of today's passage, in verses 16 and 20 says, "The shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him." This baby brought those same gifts to people he met as he grew up and became a preacher and healer. He just brings love, joy, peace, and hope to the people who have room for him in their hearts this Christmas. Are you ready? Do you have room for Jesus and his gifts? Remember the video clip that you watched at the beginning of the service? We may miss the real reason for the season if Jesus is not in the center of our Christmas preparation and celebration. Today we have the pile of gifts at the front of the Christmas tree. I imagine you will somehow find space in your homes for any Christmas gift you receive. Maybe you have already been doing some cleaning up at your house to make room for them. Maybe you will have to shift something around to make room for them. Maybe you will have to get rid of some old stuff to make room for new gifts. In a way, it is a bit like that with our hearts. Our hearts may be full of things like greed, selfishness. Pride. the hate. They may be so full of these things that there isn't room for Jesus and His gifts. In our hearts are full like that. This is a good time to get rid of some of this stuff to make room for God's Christmas gifts. And the amazing thing is that when we are ready to get rid of this old stuff, Jesus will help us make room for Him and His gifts. I know that sounds strange, but listen to what the Bible says. It is from the New Testament, 1 John 4:18 says, "Where God's love is, there is no fear, because God's perfect love drives out fear. Where God's peace is, there is no hate, because God's perfect peace drives out hate. Where God's love is, there is no fear, pride, greed, selfishness, because God's perfect love drives out them. Where God's joy is, there is no sorrow, unhappiness, old hurtful things filled in the heart, because God's perfect joy drives out them. Where God's hope is, there is no doubt, hopelessness, because God's perfect hope drives out them." That's how Jesus helps you make room for these gifts. Would you like to make room for Jesus and His gifts? Would you? I believe certainly you would. Remember, Jesus has taken away all your immorality, your greed, your selfishness, your pride, your hate, and your fear. Jesus gives you His good gifts to take their place. Remember, God loves you and God loves me. God gives you and me His gifts, no matter what. Amen. Let us continue worship God by singing, hymning, or listening to another carol or Come, Holy Faithful.
Hello, I'm Annette, and I'm going to be leading us in prayers for others today, and please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we celebrate the season of Christ's birth, there is nothing that stands brighter than hope. The knowledge that no matter what life brings us, we can still have hope because of the night when our Saviour was born in a stable. There is no doubt this year has been a difficult one for all of us. As we remember the love of God and the gift of Jesus this Christmas season, we are able to focus on the hope, joy, peace and love that we have despite the circumstances that may be surrounding us. Lord, you are the one who gives us peace. Help us to trust fully in you and rest in the peace that you offer, a peace that passes all understanding. Please fill us this Christmas, and as others see your peace in us, let them recognise you as Saviour. Father, you are our joy, and by faith we choose to make good news of great joy a reality in our own lives. Lord, you are a God of love. We know that your ultimate gift of love was to send Jesus to the earth. Help us to live out that love by being kind and compassionate to one another, by forgiving one another, just as you forgave us. Help us to do acts of kindness to others who may cross our path and who are in need. There are many hurting people this Christmas time, whether it be as a result of COVID or bushfires or floods, or who have lost jobs and businesses. We pray a special blessing upon them and ask that you raise up the right people who can support them. We pray that they will receive all the help that they require. For those who will be travelling over the next few days, we ask that you will protect them and keep them safe and that they will enjoy a relaxing time away. And we pray for those who grieve the loss of loved ones and who will be spending their first Christmas without them. Bless them with your peace and comfort at this time. Lord, we bring to you those who are in need of a special touch from you today, and we think of June and Ruth, Bob and Graham, Paul, Debbie and Joan. We ask that you minister to each one according to their needs. You are still our joy. You are still our peace. You are no longer a baby in the manger. You are the King of Kings, and we still celebrate you as Lord this Christmas and always. Hear our prayers and use them and us to bring peace, joy, love and hope into the lives of those for whom we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for your participation in today's online service, and thank you for all those people who took part of this online service. This is a blessing. May God go with you today as you experience the manger and the Christ child for yourself. Take moments to really listen and look for the message God may be sending you. Share the story of God's love with those in your life who may never have heard about the baby in the manger. And may God give you His love, His peace, His joy and His hope this Christmas and always. Amen. I wish you have a Merry Christmas and a great time with your family today. Thank you.
Hey, Ed, come check out my North Star Christmas tree topper at Levitate.
Is this a gummy bear?
Yeah, we lost baby Jesus. Hey, check out these LED lights. I have them synced up to a 76-hour all-Christmas music playlist.
There's my little Christmas DJ.
So, are you waiting till Christmas is over so you can go buy a new nativity set when they're on sale?
Huh? No. No. Oh, no. We lost baby Jesus like 11 years ago.
Is baby Jesus always a gummy bear?
Oh, no. Oh, we trade it out every year. Yeah, like last year it was a tiny troll doll. And the year before that we used a dog treat. They were the perfect size, but Dalton kept taking them and eating them.
You mean your dog kept stealing them?
No, my son Dalton. He loves those dog treats. Especially the peanut butter ones. There was one year that we used a doll head. That was creepy. We made a modeling clay baby Jesus. So the dog took that one too. One year we got desperate and used an ice cube. That was a miss and a mess. Yeah, just seems like everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never lasts.
Say that again.
Everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never seems to last.
And
what?
Say it again, slowly.
Why?
Just do it, Dulcimo. Slowly, do it.
I don't understand what's happening.
Just do it.
This is getting weird.
Say it!
Fine. But when I'm done saying this, you're going to march in here, and you're going to watch my star levitate.
I'm fine. Do it.
Fine. Everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never seems to... Oh, yep, there it is. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I got no worries.